Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in Mishlei based on the Torah Man of Rabbeinu Rav Moshe Zatzal. Schus Chai Vibastila Sultana, Chai Chana Basona Edel, Rus Victoria Bastila Ravid, and of course, I'm Marim Rashi Yechiu, Sonoshi Repeshtim Rai Swam Moshe Mordechai, Perek Aleph Pasik Dal, Lassis, Liptaim Orma, to give fools cleverness, Lenar, and the young lads, Das Umizima, give them das and mizima and discretion, knowledge and discretion. And the Gra, he writes, Lases achar sheyehei loymeid v'yeda v'gam yekayim az yucha gam lamed acherim. After he does what it says in the previous psukim, and he learns das chachmo musar lahavinim rebina lakachas musar haskil tzedek mishpatim esharim. So after he does that, then he can teach other people, and that's what it means, laseis, he can give to others. Ve'od shetachlis ha-sefer hazeh shar shalom yod v'yekayim t'yel siyat nishmai shiyov inod. The purpose of this sefer of Mishlei is after he learns and he knows and he's mekayim, he's going to have siyat nishmai to understand more. That's what it means to give him from heaven. So this is another shlav, another stage in the tachlis that Sefer Mishlei is directed to. After taking the Musar Haskel, that's Lases Lepsoim Oramad. Under the general tfisa, the general understanding is that Mitzvah Talmud Torah is different than the mitzvah to teach others. Mitzvah Talmud Torah, besides the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the etzem ha-limud is a cheftza shel Torah. Hashem came, when you're teaching others, there's only a kiyum mitzvah. And there are deos and the Rishonim, like the Ran, that even though Talmud Torah doesn't pater one from kiyum mitzvahs, if one is teaching others, he's called Osek B'mitzvah, and that patters him from keeping other mitzvahs. So that's what people think, that when you're teaching others, it's just a kiyum mitzvah, but the Etzem HaLimud is not a Chefetz Shel Torah. But l'maisa, it's not true. The Limud, that one is Melamed Acherim, that when you're teaching others, that is Shayich L'mahusa Shel Torah. It has a Shem Torah. The Mahus of Torah is when it spreads outwards. So that's the essence of Torah. It's not just a Kiyum Mitzvah. The essence of Torah is to teach other people Torah. That's part and parcel of the Cheftza Shel Torah, of the Mahus of Torah. That Torah should be Mispashet La'achelim. Torah should be spread to others. And now we're going to explain. The Gemara in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Yom Tes Amud Bei says, "V'amr Belozo, may dechsiv pi aposcho b'chochma b'seras chesed al l'shayna. V'yesh Torah shel chesed, v'yesh Torah she'ena shel chesed. Ela Torah l'shma zoi Torah shel chesed. Sheloi l'shma zoi Torah she'ena shel chesed. Ike de Amri Torah l'lamda zoi Torah shel chesed. Sheloi l'lamda zoi Torah she'ena shel chesed." So we have here, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, she opens up her mouth with Chachma, she's a Torah's Chesed. On her tongue, is there a Torah of Chesed and a Torah is not of Chesed? If it's Torah Lishma, it's a Torah of Chesed. If it's not Lishma, it's Torah Shinah Shel Chesed. If it's Torah to teach others, it's a Torah Shel Chesed. If it's Torah not to teach others, it's not a Torah of Chesed. We see in the Gemara that the Shem Shel Torah's Chesed is not a Tseiruf of two separate things, of Torah and Chesed. Rather, it's the Etzim Shem of Torah. HaToyra ve'atzma hi shel chesed. Toyra lishma hi shel chesed. Mishum she'atoyra be'etzem mehusa hi shefa shem mushpa. Toyra lishma, l'shem toyra, ve'etzem shem toyra, is chesed, is to be mashpia to others. Toyra lishma is a toyra of chesed, because toyra in its very essence is shefa shem mushpa. And the explanation is, the very fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Torah to Klal Yisrael, is not a fact that stands by itself outside of the Torah, but rather it's part of the essence of Torah. Torah has to be given. The beginning of the espashtus of the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria is HaTorah, the Hainu Oiraisa. Ve'achakach istakel bo'oiraisa uvro alma. So it starts with Torah, it starts with Oiraisa, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and created the world. That's the Hemshech espashtus HaRatzon. That is the continuing of the spreading of Hashem's will. This world of espashtus haRatzon in the Torah is called Olam HaMalbush. Lashon Nefesh HaChaim V'gam Kishor She'elyon Shel HaTorah HaKadosh U'be'elyon Shebo Olamos HaNikorim Olamos HaEin Sof Soid HaMalbush HaNe'elam HaNizkor B'Sisrei Plios Chochma MiTorahs Rabbeinu HaRizal She'Reishis Soid Oisiyos HaTorah HaKadosh. In the Shoresh Elyon of Torah HaKadosh, it's in the highest of the world, called the Olam HaSein Sof, and there you have the Sod HaMalbush HaNe'elam. So this Olam of Espashtus HaRatzon LeTorah, of the spreading out of Torah, is called Olam HaMalbush, Sod HaMalbush HaNe'elam. Let's see. When something is created, there's a Yitzia LePol Shel HaRatzon Livroi. When something is created, there's an actualization of the desire to create. In other words, through what was created, there is an understanding, there is a perception of the Ratzon that brought to its creation. But there are two things over here. There's the Ratzon itself, which is Bo Yisbarach, and we have no Tfisa at all in that. Less Machshava Tfisa Beklal. We have no understanding, there's no Shaychus to what's out of the Gedorim of the Bria. Sham Ein Gvulin Ve'ein Gedorim Klal. And number two, the Ratzon as it came to Maiseh. ומתוך המייסה we have תפיסה ברוצוין. נמצא שהתפיסה שלנו היא רק בחלק הרוצוין שיוצא לידי מייסה. So then there's the רוצוין as it came to מייסה. And from the מייסה we have a תפיסה ברוצוין. So it emerges that our תפיסה is only in the חלק הרוצוין שיוצא לידי מייסה. What comes out into מייסה, there we have a תפיסה. These two things are soser l'chara zeh zeh, because Hashem's ratzon is b'li gvul v'sof, and when it comes to ma'isa, it's yotzei l'pol b'gvulin. So the nekudas hachibur between these two ritzainas, the ratzon that's ein sof and the ratzon that's gvul, that's b'gvulim, that's limited, the nekudas hachibur is toira. Zehu ha'makom ha'gavoh b'yoter she'adat yichola la'giyah. That's the highest place where Das can get, and that's what we hear in the pasuk. L'chol tichle ro'isi keitz rechovo mitzvoscha me'oid. For all purpose I've seen an end. Your mitzvahs are very broad. The Torah is the bria that be'etzem is shayich and spreads even beyond the mahalchim of the bria. L'chol tichle is everything that ends. There's an ending to everything. But when it comes to Torah, rechova mitzvascha me'ob, everything I see has an end to it. L'yisi keitz, l'chol tichle, everything to the purpose I've seen has an end. But your mitzvahs are beyond that. Your mitzvahs transcend that. Rechova mitzvascha me'ob. Gevaldik. Torah transcends that. It's part of this Bria, but it's beyond the Bria. That's the Teichen of the Hashem Olam HaMalbush. Ritzonei Yisborach Kiviyochol His Slavish B'Dover Mesuyon Ve'al Yedei Kach Huchol Al HaBria. Enyan HaMalbush Dover She'enu Yochol Ofiyah B'Moko Mesuyon Mislabish B'Teich HaDover השייך למהלכים של אויסוי מוקום כדי שיוכל לסגל לו שם. The union of the Malbush is something that cannot appear in a certain place, is enclosed inside of something that is shayach to the Mahalchim, to the process of that place, in order that it could be revealed there. Our understanding, our perception is in the revelation of the Metzius but not in the Metzias itself, like Eliyahu HaNavi, who's in this world, but he's in Malbushim Shalaylam Haba, and therefore we don't fully understand him. We see the Isgalos, but not the Metzias itself. Or better, as Rabbeinu explained, Eliyahu HaNavi is in Olam Hazeh and Malbushim of Olam Haba. And therefore we don't even understand the Gilui. If the Malbushim would be of Olam Hazeh, we'd get the Gilui. But the Malbushim of Olam, he's writing the Malbushim of Olam Haba, we didn't get the Gilui. So that Nekuda that Rabbeinu said, I don't understand. Akopanim, the Tfisa, if it's Mislabesh in this world, then our Tfisa is in what is Shaykh to this world, and not... and it's Etzem Metzius. The Olam HaMalbush is the Chelak HaElyon B'Yoysel Sheyesh Lanu Shaychus Eila. The Olam HaMalbush is the highest part that we have Shaychus to it. The Arizal in his Ksavim doesn't speak at all about the Sod Olam HaMalbush. He only talks from the Tzimtzum and on. The Malbush is at the point of the will to be Mitztamtzem, to contract. And that's what it means. Stakel boy reisu bo alma. The oisiyos of the Torah are the nekudas ha-hisgalus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The letters of the Torah are the point where Hashem reveals himself in the entire mahalach of the Gilui. So the highest part that we are shaykh to is the Malbush. When we look in the Osiyos HaTorah, that is that Malbush, and then we can get some level of Gilui, not in the Metzias itself, but in the Hisgalus, in the revelation of the Metzias. So it emerges that the Etzem HaChefetz Shel Torah is something that was done in order to be Mizgala. That's the Makor of Shem Torah. Torah, Lohoyrois Es HaDerech. So you see that the Osiyos HaTorah, the Nekudas Hisgalus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malchei HaGilui Kulam. So Torah is for Gilui. The Etzem Cheftz of Torah is for Gilui. It's Mislabish B'Soich Dover HaShayich L'Mahalchem Shel Oysoi HaMakom, in order that it should be Mizgala there. That's the Torah. And that's L'Hoyrois Es HaDerech HaShorah Miloshem Or HaLevov Reish, like we find in Aramaic Oyraisa Or in the Zohar HaKadosh Chelekim Olam Gimel HaMabez Amayikri Torah Begin to Oyrei B'Goli B'Mai Dohava Sosim. It's called Torah because it reveals what was hidden. The Cheftz of Torah is to be Megala, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Kol ma shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'olamoi, loy bora ela lichvoidoi, ve'en kovoid ela Torah. The Torah is the gilui of the whole Bria. Torah Lishma is a Torah of Chesed. When a person learns Torah Lishma, not for himself, he's learning Torah b'mahachem shel HaTorah atzma, Shem Gilui Kvoido Yizborach B'derech Shel Gilui Toichen HaBriya Kula. And therefore it's Torah as Chesed, since the Torah B'Mahusa is Chesed, it's a Shefa of Hispashtus Shel Kol HaBriya Kula. In the Gemara there it says, Yiga da Amri Torah lelamda zu Torah shel chesed. Limud ha-Torah perusho hachalat divrei Torah al ha-adam ad she'echad im ha-Torah. Umikivan she'ha-Torah b'meuta hi et pashtut v'hamshacha. Lachin chelek mehashem Torah hu lelamei. Torah is to be mechil. Torah, to make Torah impact the person until he becomes one with the Torah. And since Torah in its essence is hispashtus, its expansion, as we learned before, rechav mitzvos chameoid, it's going beyond this world. It's the nekudas hachibul between the bilti gvul and the gvuli. the Torah is spashtus mimela, Torah lelamda is a Torah shel chesed. That's the mahus of Torah. Espashtus shel ha-shefa ad ha-bria. The Gemara it says, Omer Rabbi Chanina bar Idi, Tainus 7a, Lamanim shel divrei Torah lemayim, d'chsiv hoy kol tzomet l'chul lemayim, lo yimar l'cha. Ma mayim meinichem mokom gavoya v'hochem mokom nomuch, av divrei Torah in miskayim in ele b'misha daito shfeila. Why are divrei Torah compared to water? To tell you, just like water goes from a high place to a low place, so to divrei Torah is only at a person who has a low das, who isn't arrogant. Makom gavoa is a specific place, a makom mugdor la'atzma v'cholok misviva, so that's a makom gavoya. A makom namuch is a makom pashut v'loy misuyam, that's where things spread out v'loy gvul. We already explained in a previous year, based on the Ma'aral, that anav is midas ha-pshitus, and therefore Torah is miskayim ve'aniyim, b'misha daito shvala, b'makom namuch, shami ish pshitus, that parallels the mitzius of Torah, espashtus. Pshitus, m'loshan espashtus. And that's what Torah is. It's not a makom mesuyam, it's not a makom gavoya, it's a makom namuch, which is just a place, it's not a specific place. It's just a lower down place that there everything just spreads, it keeps going. So in a place of pshitus, that a person doesn't think anything of himself, he can be one with the mitzvahs of Torah, he's mispashit, he spreads out. If a person learns for himself, that's a specific place. There he's making a gvul for the Torah only by himself. And this is a stira to the mahalach of Torah, and therefore it's not called Torah shel chesed. It's interesting in the Rambam says, Talmud Torah Aleph Aleph, Nashem Vodim Tanim Turim Talmud Torah, Val Kotan Ovi Vchayev Lelam Doi Torah, Shneemar Lamadatem Vosem Esbenechem Vodah Birbom, Kishu Chayev Vodim Lamed Esbenoi, Kachu Chayev Lamed Esben Binoi, Shneemar Vodatom Luvonecha Vlevnei Vonecha, Veloi Binoi Ben Binoi Bilvan, Ala Mitzvah Al Kol Chochem Bechochem Yisroel, Lelamed Eskol HaTalmidim, Av Al Pisha Einam Bonov, Shneemar, etc. Uvahemshech, Shkishem Shem Mitzvah Olov Lelamed Esbenoi, Kachu Mitzuv Lelamed Atzmoi. So in Mahalach L'Shoni Shal Rambam, we see that the Ikar Mitzvah is L'Lamed Es Benoi. That's how the Rambam begins, to teach your son. And just like he has to teach his son, he has to teach himself. He has to be Oisek B'Spashtus Shel Torah. And that's the Hemshech of Mamad Har Sinai. Shebo Hoisa Achaloi Shel Torah Al Kol Echad V'Echad Miklal Yisrael. That's the Isgalus of Torah B'Tol Cheftza Shel Torah B'Mahalach Miyucha. Muvad Mahalach Isgalusa V'Briya Shunela Me'itana Boi Lamazah. So Torah is espashtus, it has to be taught. And therefore, you have to learn ve'emu v'yir v'reses u'ziya. As it was given, that's why Baal Keri officially is aser b'talmud Torah. Ke'emet shel limud ha-Torah hu maimud shel kabolas ha-Torah, then hu isgalus shel Torah ba'atzma ke-Torah. So the limud ha-Torah is a mamad of kabolas ha-Torah, the revelation of Torah as itself, as Torah was given. And purity and fear and awe and reverence. So that's the essence of Torah. The Rambam begins. It's all about teaching. Spashtus. So b'mahalach shel olamei Torah yesh shnei dvorim. Number one, you're oisek b'Torah b'shleimu. Since the mahus of Torah is a spashtus, so to your Torah you're oisek b'tzura shel spashtus achutz. And number two, since you're oisek b'Torah b'mahalachim shel ha'Torah be'etzem, you're zeichel spashtus shel Torah etzlo. In other words, you're learning Torah to be one with the Torah. There's going to be a chalois Torah in the person. And learning Torah in the Mahalchim of Torah be'etzem brings to the chalois of Torah b'shleimus al ha'odam. That's what the Gra is saying over here. Lases the psaim olma includes two things. Number one, he could teach others. And that's what it means, lases. He's able to give others. And number two, he's going to have siyata d'shmaya to understand more. And that they're going to give him in a shemayim. And they come together. In other words, the siyata d'shmaya is that the Torah is going to be mispashet by him. There's going to be a chalois Torah in the person, and melev is going to be a spashtus. So these really are one and the same. The person's learning Torah properly, so he can teach others, because Torah is all about a spashtus, that God, it spreads out. Again, it's beyond this world. It's that nekudas hachibur between the gvuli and the bilti gvuli. It's the olam hamalbush, where it expands. It's expansive beyond this world. It's just mislabish in this world, so we have a tfisa, so we have an understanding. Torah be'etzim is the Torah lishma, Torah shel chesed, of giving out. So when you osek b'Torah properly, you give it to others. And also the Torah is going to be chal on you, and there's going to be a spashtis of Torah in you. And these are one and the same, because that's what Torah is. Torah is b'mahusa spashtis, both vis-a-vis others and vis-a-vis yourself, once you have the chalos of Torah on you. Omar Reish Lakish, Sanhedrin 99b. If you teach your friend's son Torah, it's as if you made him. It's not that you made him, you made the Torah. You're making this bris. You make yourself. So it's either like you made your friend's son, that's a nefesh ha'asa b'chara, as if you made the Divrei Torah, or you made yourself. Asisim osam, atabi osam el atem, make yourselves. So you see here three dargos. The Maral and the Siva Torah is ma'arich in this. Number one, amalamed is ben chaver o kilu aso, zeo kipshuto. You give him chayim, you give him mitzius. Kilu asam le Divrei Torah, in other words, the shame of Divrei Torah is not complete until the Divrei Torah were misgale to the person who learns them. We see here, lehedya, that the limud to others is not a fact that stands outside of the Divrei Torah that's learned. The etzem ha-limud ve-havoro shel Divrei Torah la-acher has a shame Divrei Torah. Kilo asom the Divrei Torah. That's the gemar of the Divrei Torah. To be chaleham shem shel Torah b'shleimus. Ha-limud la-acher. And the biur is that the Chefetz of Torah is lehizgalos lemekablei haTorah, and therefore the Havara leTalmud shel Divrei Torah hayidun kvar l'Rav is called Torah. So the Chefetz of Torah is that there has to be a hizgalos. So number one, your Malamid ben Chavero, you made him, you gave him a Chaim, you gave him a Tzius, and B, you also made the Divrei Torah. That's the Shleimus of the Divrei Torah. Now they have a Shem Torah b'Shleimus, because now they were taught to others. Until then, they don't have a shame Torah b'shleimus. And number three, kilu asol la'atzmai, and that includes the previous two things. But also, there's an additional fact that the asi of divrei Torah is chal in the melamed. In other words, his divrei Torah don't have hashlama if they're not in the madreig of Torah aschesed of espash tisachutza. Ba'af shem kvar nitzaim etzlo kolot shelo netgalu la'acher ishechaser b'divrei Torah shelo. You don't have the Torah yet unless you give it to someone else. So you have to teach you Ben Chavera Torah to make him, to make the Divrei Torah, to give it a Shleimus of the Shem Divrei Torah, and to give it yourself a Shleimus. The Tachlis of Torah is to bring you come to a Losseis. The two Losseis of the Gra. To give to others, Shiyalamid Acherim, and Losseis Leimen HaShemayim. You become one with the Torah, and then there's going to be a Spashtus of the Torah. Now you become one, and now the Torah expands within you. Amar Rav Chama bar Bizna Murshim Mechasida Kol Monei Halacha Mipi Talmid Afilu Ubrim Shebemeim and Mekalinoi. So anybody who prevents Halacha from a Talmid, even fetuses in their mother's womb, curse him. What is the Inyan? We already explained in a previous Shi'ul of Ubrim Bemeim and Mekalinoi. There's a pgiya not only in the kiyum of the world, but in the hechitimsi of the kiyum of the world. A person who prevents halacha mipi talmid is meineya the hechitimsi of the bria, the means for the bria. The yistakel boi reisu bro alma, which is all about is spashtis ha-Torah, about the vorem hayu nifloim ve'amukim ad lema'oid ma'oid. So Baruch Hashem, that we rezeicha, and Mirtz Hashem, anachnu od namshich hala, b'li neder, shalom, shalom, אהוביי, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי.